back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore positive. We are positively into what feels like the winter months. And, you know, if it feels like the Super Bowl, when it ends this late, it's like March all of a sudden. And we got St. Patrick's Day around the corner and tax time around the corner as well. So, you know, I get Leonard Raskin on every week. And we talk about money and finance and the American dream. Sometimes we mix a little football or baseball or basketball or hockey or even NASCAR in. But, you know, Leonard, I said to you, we're bringing you on, I'm like, God, it's almost like March. It's like a short month. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, where's my 1099s? Where's my tax situation? And I think it's something that everybody's thinking about. Is there anything weird that's going on with COVID that people have to think about? Because the last couple of years, taxes, tax dates, everything's been a little weird, right?
Well, Maryland did delay the Maryland tax due date. Now, the federal in the past couple of years has been delayed July, October, which is been kind of amazing if you're a taxpayer, but everybody needs to know in the past when they've done these delays, you still had to pay by April 15th. You just got to file later, but Maryland lets you file late and pay late. And they're doing that again this year with a little delay, which is nice. People get a little extra time to scrounge their money together if they haven't gotten it all paid in. Certainly for the self-employed, those that pay quarterly, that's a big thing for the employees.
You still owe the same
world,
though, right? You say,
what's that?
You still owe the same. If you
Oh, you still owe the same. Yeah. You just hold on to it maybe for another month. For the employees in the world, it comes out of your paycheck, makes no difference. If you're getting a refund, file that return as soon as you can to get that money in. Now, 1099 is another story. Bank accounts, mutual fund companies, your brokerage firm, they send out 1099s to tell you what the heck happened in your account last year. Interesting thing, this is a number of years ago. It's not anything recent, but people don't realize it. You used to have to get 1099s out by the end of January. So first week of February, second week of February, the phone starts ringing off the hook. The emails start coming in.
I'm familiar
where's
with
my,
this. I've
where's
had
my 1099? Where's my 1099? Can I get my can you send me my 1099? Well, the government changed the law a number of years ago that said they don't have to be out till February 28th. And the reason was a lot of people were getting 1099s, doing their taxes, and then there would be an amended 1099 that you'd get in February because the numbers just weren't quite right. And then you'd have to file an amended tax return, and then you'd have to pay for that or do it online or have your accountant do it and pay for it. People got all upset by that. So CPAs of the world, brokers of the world started petitioning the government. The government said, okay, we don't want as many amended documents going out, so we'll just let you send them out by February 28th. Problem is, they didn't really tell the public that in a big splash. So everybody says, well, at the end of January, I haven't got my 1099. Where's my 1099? What's going on with my 1099? I want to file my taxes. I want to get my money done. I want to get it over with. Well, we just have to wait. And so most of the firms, all the firms we work with and most of the ones the public works with, if you have online access to your account, it's a really good thing. If you don't, you should have, so you can see what's going on in there if you choose to. But also these days, a lot of people, because of the Postal Service, it's much easier to check out your statements a few days after the end of the month online. Or in this case, you can most often log in and get your 1099 pulled up on your account, go into statements and pull it up, look for tax documents, get your 1099, download it, print it out, do your taxes, go on about your business. But yeah, we're getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails. Where's my 1099? I need my 1099. Scratching my head because I can't do my taxes without my 1099. We're saying, look, relax. It's another couple of weeks yet in February. I mean, a week, whatever. February's not quite gone. And although March is
creeping up on us, it's evaporating quickly, though. You know, I mean, it really is.
It is. I have a friend whose birthday, you'll appreciate this, our age. Okay. So he'll be 58. But he doesn't have a birthday. He was born on Feb 29.
My third grade teacher, Miss McDermott, was born on February 29.
It's very cool. It's very cool. You know, he'll be 60 and I'll be sending him a card saying happy 15th birthday.
I always felt bad for people that had their birthdays like on big holidays, like on Christmas or, you know, whatever. Because the whole idea of celebrating is to celebrate, right? A little bit, right?
So I said to him, I've said to him for years, when do you celebrate that? He said, well, you know, you can't do it on the 28th because it's not here yet. And by the 1st, it's gone. So really, you just don't.
Every fourth year, just like the Olympics. Have you watched the Olympics at all? Or have you tuned out?
I've caught a little bit. I do like watching the Olympic hockey. It's sad that the U.S., both men and women, lost. Although the women put up a decent fight and got the silver against Canada. The men did nothing. They were not even fourth. they were eliminated in the tournament. They were the number one seed, oddly enough, which is kind of weird since the NHL players weren't playing. So caught a little bit of that. Love the half pipe. Love watching these 20-something Japanese snowboarders pull these 20-foot high outside the pipe moves, flips. I don't know what the heck they are.
I don't know how they land, you know?
I don't know how they don't kill themselves. And as my wife likes to say, how do you practice that? Because you got to get hurt. You got to
first time you do it. How do you do it? I always think that when I see, like when I would see Sean White down at, I went down to the stadium when they were doing their do tour thing. Yep. And I see it. I'm like, you know, I get that you could be good at that, but like things like dunking a basketball or making a golf shot, those are all things that like we're familiar with. The thing about where you're getting vertical and there's flying involved and different things.
It's not
like
just the flying. It's more the gravity. Okay. When you're hitting a golf shot, if you mess up, you just look like a fool. But in the half pipe, gravity says you mess up, there's broken bones involved. I'm not into pain. So.
By the way, great John Mayer song you just plugged there, a little gravity, you know?
There you go.
It's getting the best of me. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. So, you know, we did all the boring money stuff and the financial stuff. Let's get to some sports here. Okay. You're a Big Ten parent.
Yes.
You know, I guess I'm a Big Ten fan because I was born a Terps fan. Even wherever they play is where I am.
Right.
Well, the Juwan Howard thing is going to be the story of the week. And like, if it were any basketball coach, if it were any coach, you know, of any college in any, this were gymnastics, if this were lacrosse, any, but the fact that this guy's a legendary member of Michigan, a guy who's quite honestly been kind to me when he was a bullet back in the day. I don't have any angst with that, but like, you can't keep your job and do that, right? Like, I mean,
you're
supposed to be
a role model to your kids. And I think that's the big thing. And I think they'll come after him hard. You know, I watched the game and I saw the ending and it was troubling. And the post-game story was all about the timeout at the end of the game that Wisconsin called with, I think it was 13 seconds left. And he wasn't enamored with that call. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers were winning big. They put in all their second, third team guys. And he had his starters in with a full court press. Well, you know, if I'm Wisconsin's coach, I might call a timeout to help my guys that aren't first stringers realize that, you know, you got to play this out. And sometime you might be in a game when this happens and it matters. He called them over and said, you know, we need to talk about this. At least that's what it looked like to me as a fan. And that's what the announcers were mentioning. And then lo and behold, after the game, Wisconsin's head coach walked through the line. He shook everybody's hand. He was talking to everybody. And Juwan was just about to walk right past him. He was going to walk right past him. That's what it looked like. And they had the cameras on him. And, The Wisconsin coach tried to like put out his arm and I think he got Juwan's bicep and was trying. It looked like maybe stop him to shake his hand to chat. And then, man, something was said about your mother or my mother or your cousin or something.
Well, I saw Howard exploded. Had the mask up and then the mask came down.
He took the mask down and he swung at him. Now, granted, he's clearly a basketball player because he didn't punch him. It's not a hockey player. He swung at him and kind of.
He swung at the assistant, didn't he?
Yeah, and kind of hit his head or something. So, but then it went crazy. Then it went crazy for a little while. Then they got it under control. Everybody walked off the court.
Yeah, but Ron Artest kind of crazy for a minute, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing there's got to be a Wisconsin suspension for a game or so. There's got to be a Big Ten something. And hey, look, we know how college is. It's a fickle world. And although they lost some good players, they were expected to be really good this year. And they're in the lower half of the Big Ten. They're having a really bad season. I don't think they get rid of them for this, but if they wanted to, this would be a reason.
Well, you wonder what can you get away with, right? I mean, we wonder that politically. We wonder that socially. We wonder that.
That's right.
What am I allowed to say on the internet and what's going to cost me my job? And I would think, punching somebody in that position, you probably can't keep your job. I don't know that there's a mea culpa or an I'm sorry. It's just it's off the plank. It's against the rules.
And I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I overreacted. If it was going to come, should have come in the post game press conference, and it didn't. It seemed like Sunday
afternoon.
Yeah,
you immediately, 10 minutes after that, think that probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. They stick that microphone right in front of your face no matter what you just did.
Well, the NBA is trying to take that away. You saw that, right? You and I have been talking about media access. We've been talking about the last time that I was in a room with a football player. You mentioned that microphone. That's the reason the coaches don't like the media, because that's how the Ryan Leaf thing happened. I saw Ryan Leaf. Ryan's a good man. I saw him, 2 weeks ago. That's how those type of things happen. But part of that is being a professional.
Right.
There are days you've lost money in the market, Leonard. I know you don't brag about those, but those days have happened. And on those days, you don't call your client and yell at your client. You don't call the media and yell at the media. You don't call your wife and you don't yell at anybody. You suck it up like a human being, like a professional, and you deal with it head on, because that's what you're being paid millions of dollars. It's the highest paid employee in the state.
Is he still after John?
Jim got money Monday.
Jim might gotten new
money.
But
he ain't cashed it yet. He ain't cashed it.
Right. Jim hasn't cashed in on his, which speaks to another financial point. Good segue there for just a moment. Interesting. Back in the day when Jim was hired by Michigan, I was just talking about this with a colleague last week. When Jim got hired originally with Michigan to be the head coach, actually, that team up north, my son would beat me for saying Michigan. But anyway.
You're not a student, though. They don't throw you out for that.
Right. They're not going to throw me off campus.
They'll throw you off campus for that, but not for the coach punching somebody.
Right. That's right. But Harbaugh got a big, big contract. And then on top of that, the university did a deal where they borrowed millions of dollars. They actually lent him millions of dollars a year to buy tens of millions of dollars of life insurance, A, to benefit his family, B, to be his part of his retirement plan, and C, in a Fortune 100 brilliant deal, when he dies, the university gets back every dollar they ever paid him through the proceeds of the insurance. So it's a brilliant deal that a lot of big, big public Fortune 150 companies, et cetera, do. And he got that deal, and now he's re-signed a new deal. And I imagine that's part of it going to continue. It hasn't come out yet, but he's got, it's numbered to be, and they're not putting out the specifics, but it's about $75 million of life insurance on his life. That net of retirement and net of the school, his family still will get about $30 million when he dies, depending upon what he takes. What a brilliant financial structure that is. And so maybe Juwan Howard is now higher paid than him. That could be, and I hope somebody did the good deal for him too. But I'd hate to see that deal go away. But my goodness, you're right. When the market goes down or when somebody calls askance, you got to answer the question, and you don't swing on them. But he swung on them. So we'll see what happens in the time after Sunday afternoon when this all settles out.
Leonard Raskin is here. I wish I had my investments around here. I used a bunch of them out. I needed them in California. I had a little coffee breath in the morning. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. Also doing an online seminar on March the 2nd. We're going to be telling you more about. I want to take this in the money with you. We did a lot with the Ravens and Sashi Brown and Dick Cass and where they're going. And this week, the Orioles had a press conference with a guy named TJ Brightman, who once had me my face on a dartboard at 1300.
You say a wanted poster?
Yeah, he did. He had my face. Literally, TJ Brightman put my face on a dartboard for the salesman to throw darts at my face back in 1999 at 1300. So he has a press conference with Brandon Scott. They announced the Paul McCartney thing. And believe it or not, I went up to the website because I got the date before anybody. Like on Friday morning, I said I was going to get that first. And it's a little game I play when I get my reporter hat on. 5 in the morning, I had the date. I went to the Orioles website. Because the person that gave me the date's impeccable. Like, I've been doing this my whole life. He's an impeccable source. If this person said it's that date, it's that date. And he sent it to me, and I'm like, June 12th. Maybe he meant July 12th, maybe the All-Star break. Let me look it up. And then I went onto their website to click on their schedule and saw that they're out of town that week. And I'm like, well, my source is impeccable. If he says it's June 12th, I'm going to tweet that it's June 12th at 5:30 in the morning. And I did. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, I was right. It was June 12th. But what I found, I went to the Orioles website and there's like nothing on it. And I had heard about it when MLB, when the day that they locked out all of the stories about the real players are gone. It's all of this sort of fluffy, weird nonsense that's going on. The business of baseball, I mean, you manage money for a living. You manage risk for a living. I was vested in baseball 30 years ago, right? Like, baseball was the only sport here. I was a sports radio guy in a baseball. I am so far removed from that being my life. And for at that time, it was about ticket takers and peanut vendors and vendors downtown and jobs and the groundskeeper and who, you know, all of this. 30 years later, I feel like we're asleep on this, right? And the money part of this is there are a lot of people bet in on baseball still, and they're sitting around with an empty bag sort of holding it right now. First of all, the fans, the stakeholders, to go to the website and say, is there a game? Will there be a game? My dear friend at the Chaucer the other day, I hold up my, I want to give my, all my sponsors some love. You can get naughty at the Chaucer. You and I should go over there and get some wings in Highlandtown. They offered him an Oriole bus for opening day. And he said, great, when's opening day? You know what I mean? How do you conduct business like this?
Right.
And the owners and the players, there's a lot of money here. But more than anything, your financial head getting around the damage they're doing right now.
Well, they're killing their model. You know, it's kind of like the school world with the shutting down schools and the colleges with charging full tuitions for virtual classes, and now baseball. They're shooting their own model in the foot. They're telling you these things that we normally do aren't important. I mean, in this town, and I guess there are a few people, but personally, I got to tell you, Ness, I'm not even paying attention to it. I know they're not at spring training, and they're supposed to be, but beyond that, I'm not missing a thing. I don't even care.
The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
That's right.
It is indifference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And apathy. And I don't know around the country. You know, I'm a sports guy. I love flipping on SportsCenter and catching up on things.
You really are. I mean, I'm getting older and I don't love it the way I did. You know this. I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Right.
But you still really love it. You were watching NASCAR. You were literally watching Wisconsin dribble against Michigan. And there are a few of us left who feel that way about it.
And I'm flipping on ESPN and they're not even talking about it. It's not even a thing.
It's not
talking about
the news.
They're talking about basketball. They're talking about the Olympics a little. The Olympics were almost non-existent. It was like 2-minute blurb on the news of, hey, guess what? Michaela Schifrin didn't win.
And then the Russian girl and the accident there and the drugs and just
bad, very bad. But baseball in this town, I think you're right, man. They're shooting them. I think they're just shooting themselves in the foot. Now I did read an interesting article that is it John Angelos, right? He's the one in charge.
Yes.
That he basically came out in that press conference, and I didn't see it, but the McCartney whole thing. And apparently there was some conversation with Brandon Scott, the mayor, and talking about a commitment to Baltimore and to being in Baltimore for a long time. I found that interesting. I hadn't heard that before, but that apparently happened.
Well, all of these things happen when they have a lease. And as I say to Don Moeller,
don't they just have a year?
A year? Two years. They have this year and next. But it's talk, and Hogan's only going to be there. I mean, I'm on the campaign trail all summer. Who knows? Nobody knows who the next governor of the state's going to be, whether it's going to be right, left, male, female, white, black, east,
wide
west,
open.
City,
wide
county.
Open.
It is completely wide open. And as I've talked about, we, you know, last week I had Luke Broadwater on. We had, we've had some of the banner folks on as well. We have Justin Fenton this week. If they believe getting it done with Larry Hogan is paramount, tick tock.
They better get on it.
And I don't know what the ask is, but in a lot of cases, the ask is dramatic in Atlanta and Chicago and other places. I don't know what the dramatic ask would be or whether they're smart enough to ask for it. John's not dumb, but I also know what Portland and Nashville and Montreal and these other places want to do and what Tampa and Oakland aren't doing and what Dallas, Arlington just built them a new stadium.
Yep.
They had a perfectly fine stadium, right?
Maybe they're looking, you know, other teams are looking to move. I don't know.
I was out in L.A.
Tampa was trying to do the half Tampa, half Montreal thing. That was wild.
Here's the amazing thing, right? Like, I spent 10 days out in Southern California, mostly in downtown LA, but I was in Santa Monica, Hollywood. I was down at John Wayne to fly out, which is more Angels country down in the South Park.
Yeah.
I saw Angels hats everywhere. I saw Dodgers hats everywhere. Didn't see a lot of Lakers stuff. I saw Rams stuff because they were in the Super Bowl around football-oriented stuff. But I'm talking about just walking out on the street, being in an Uber, and being in restaurants. I saw more baseball gear than I saw football gear. And that speaks to championships being won there, the tradition of it being there. Football wasn't there for 25 years, right?
Right. And, so you got what's his name? Just lost it.
Ohtani and Trout.
Ohtani, right.
Yeah,
Showtime. And baseball out there is huge. Here, if I see somebody wearing an Oriole hat, I'm kind of stunned. Most baseball hats you see around these parts, which just annoys the heck out of me, are Yankee hats. I don't know what the heck people are doing wearing Yankee hats, but for some reason they are. But you don't see a lot of Oriole hats. And the next jersey that I see that's not Ripken or older will be the first. There's not a lot of going on there. Now, the minor leagues apparently are excellent, but let's hope we can see some of that happen, because I'd like to go back on a nice sunny summer day and watch the game. One last thing on the press conference and not baseball. So I am an American Express card holder. Okay. And only say that because there's a deal where you can sign in early as an American Express card holder to get tickets to Paul McCartney.
Okay.
And then the regular public tickets for everybody else go on sale like the 25th.
Are you going to McCartney?
I don't know. But, okay. but let me just explain this here. The American Express priority tickets are supposed to go on sale the 22nd. Then the public sale tickets go on sale 25th. Now, I am by no means nobody special with American Express. Lots of people have those cards. Lots of people know how that works. I just happened to go online to like StubHub, Ticketmaster, whatever. There are some box seat tickets at Camden Yards for Paul McCartney on sale for $700. How is that when they're not on sale yet? Who's selling those? Explain that to me, could you?
Well, I can't, but I would ask Mr. Angelus, but he was unavailable on the Zoom.
Is that like we're on the come? We know we're going to get these tickets, so we're prepared to sell them for that the minute we get them.
I'm pretty sure.
But if you put in buy now, I didn't do it because I didn't want them for $700. I'm wondering what I'm buying. Am I buying Air with Hope? Is that how this works? Or is there already a whole block of tickets nobody's going to be able to buy?
Leonard, I'm going to give you some advice right now. Live and let die, okay? Leonard Raskin and I working some Paul McCartney magic. March 2nd, you're doing a symposium on folks and their money. I have attended this. You and I are working together in the real world right now, trying to put some things together about all of this. For a lot of folks, it's intimidating, right? I don't need to tell you.
Absolutely.
This is what you do for a living, running into people and trying to bring them from peril to safety to some degree, right?
Yeah. March 2nd, 6:30 PM. It's a Zoom. We'll make sure you have the link, get it posted up on the site. It's a Zoom session. And this one is going to be a couple things. First, we're going to introduce a series. We are going to be doing a series of sessions on money and investing throughout the year. And we've got a full calendar for the entire year hooked up from March to December. We're going to have the dates. We're going to have the times. We're going to let you know what the subjects are. And then in this session, we're going to be talking specifically about what a lot of people are worried about right now, and that is inflation. Cost of gas is up. Cost of meat is up. Cost of turkeys up. Cost of chickens up. Cost of everything seems to be up. Why is that? What does it mean to me? How do I overcome that? What do I invest in to outpace that? How do I win this financial world? And then right along with that is the increase in interest rates. What does that mean to me buying a car, refinancing a house, buying a house, putting my kids through college? What does the increase in interest rates mean to me personally? And how do I deal with that coming at me? Does it mean variable loans with increasing potential rates aren't a good thing? Does it mean I should have fixed rates? How do I maneuver through this period of time while things are where they are? So we're going to have a conversation about that. And then we're just going to open up the evening to Q&A. So these sessions are going to be, we're calling them To Your Wealth. So we're going to have a conversation about your money, To Your Wealth. So if you want to have a drink, I don't care if it's water, milk, juice, soda, or your favorite alcoholic beverage, we're going to toast to your wealth. We're going to do one of these a month. And we're going to have no longer than an hour with full time for Q&A. And they're all going to be open to anything you want a Q&A about. So come. It's a completely non-intimidating environment. It's a webinar setting, so your face won't be on. You can even change your name in the sign-in so that you're not who you are, so that if you ask a question in the chat, nobody knows who's asking. We don't care who's asking. Our goal is to answer questions that the public has, that people have about their money and want to know in these times how to get ahead, how to achieve your American dream. And as you said, how to get from peril and scarcity to safety and abundance.
That's what we want people to do. Leonard, I took a picture in California, and I know, you know, you sit on the right side of the aisle. I oftentimes sit on the left side of the aisle. Sometimes I'm off the aisle altogether, especially you know, like the death penalty and various things where I'm a little different. I took this picture, and I want to share this with you and the audience here. I took this in California. You can see it says Los Angeles here.
There you go.
I did not share it out on the internet, but I thought it was worth sharing.
It is not that bad here yet, but I hate to say, in the spring, as we get closer to Memorial Day, it might be coming. I hope not. But that's one of the only states in the country that likes taxes more than us here in Maryland. Not us meaning you and me, us meaning the people down in Annapolis that passed the laws against us. So that's got a lot of cost in it. It's got a lot of tax in it. And let's hope ours doesn't get crazy like that. But that's what you have to live through. And out there, you got 13% income tax. Here, it's not quite that bad. But 13% income tax and $6 gas will set you back.
The sand was nice. The air was fresh.
The air's fresh, and that's good. But it's because, you know why it's fresh? It's because all the U-Hauls have left the state for Texas and Florida.
Someone has to pay for all those palm trees, it turns
out,
right?
And you know what? When they make them pay for it, they're driving them out. So we'll see. But hey.
Well, I think I took that picture for you. I figured when you said inflation, I knew I'd be able to pull that one right up. Leonard Raskin joining
us
here.
Price.
For those of you listening, the gas was over $5 a gallon, and I'm looking on with absolute shock and awe, as they say. Leonard, I hope that we get back on track here. I'll be back to talking football. We have this, you know, the Ravens power thing with the ownership and leadership and the draft and the combines next week. So lots of things going on.
I saw the USFL is back.
I got to get Jeff Perlman on. Jeff Perlman.
What is that?
Jeff Perlman's actually the guy that wrote the John Rocker story at Sports Illustrated. I've known Jeff a long time. He wrote a book called Football for a Buck about the entire history of the USFL.
That was a crazy lawsuit, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going to get Jeff on to talk about it.
They won. And when I saw that, it was the, what was it? Trading Places, right?
The old movie.
$1. They bet $1. And then they could take Eddie Murphy, and make him into Dan Aykroyd. And the USFL, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was. They sued in federal court, the NFL. They won the suit. And what did the judge award?
I was in Jamaica when that award came down. And I remember getting the USA Today like 2 days later. And I'm like, $1? Is that a misprint? Did they get that wrong? Leonard Raskin is here. He can help you take a dollar and squeeze a dollar and grow a dollar if your lawsuit nets you a dollar in the USFL. You can find him at Raskin Global, and of course, on March 2nd, doing a seminar. And Leonard's here each and every week as well. Always good to visit with you, man. We'll talk some hockey next week, all right?
You got it.
Leonard Raskin joining us here. I am Nestor. All of our sponsors. We're going to be back in a row with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, taking Leonard over to Pappas, maybe the one in Parkville before it's all over with. We're doing that on March the 4th. We're starting the tour at Mama's on the Half Shell in Canton. I'm putting a whole litany of dates together into March, April, and really doing a whole lot in the month of May to fatten me up. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Talking about your money, talking about sports, talk a little BaltimorePositive.com.